Okay.
So the term jurisdiction literally means law speech. It is the law speaking. It can be allowed to be interpreted as speaking from the law or speaking to the law, but it is the law, the speech of law. It is law speaking. Mm-hmm. Now, when a court discovers that it cannot compose itself in accordance with law for any reason, it remains an administrative tribunal for the purposes of the moment. And the only purpose of the moment, inasmuch as the court does not compose itself and assume jurisdiction, is the obligation to acknowledge that fact and therefore dismiss. Therefore, the court never became a court of law. It cannot speak from the law. Its administrative obligation is simply to act in the form of acknowledgement and therefore dismissal. It's an administrative act, and there was never jurisdiction because it was never composed, never found. It was acknowledged that it was absent and had no possibility of coming into existence, and therefore the administrative obligation to act in acknowledgement and dismissal.
That possibility was specifically foreclosed by the very plain and clear language of the will, which is where the executor's power came from,
right,
and was reinforced by statute that didn't create the right but merely acknowledged and respected it. Okay, so the statute is not what's controlling, it's the will that's controlling.
Right.
But you cannot take that very clear language that no further action of any nature shall be had except unless it is specifically and explicitly authorized by this title. Well, you can't go to 36.006 and say that the court has jurisdiction over an inter vivos trust because, number one, that's ancillary, and number two, it presupposes jurisdiction as a general rule. That's Title II. It doesn't explicitly and specifically refer to an independent administration.
No, but here's what should be found in the code. The pour-over will converted what was formerly a trust into five distinct properties.
Yes.
So forget about the so-called trust. The trust dissolved into five distinct property interests.
Resulting trusts.
Yeah, so that's what the pour-over does. We're no longer talking about a trust. The trust was the sole legatee. Mm-hmm. And the pour-over triggered an event. And that event is that the corpus of the trust became equally divisible, in this case, five interests of property.
There's a line there that never the twain shall meet. First of all, the trust is the trust and the estate is the estate, and the only relationship is that the estate pours into the trust.
That's right.
Okay, so the trust actually terminated into five resulting trusts at the death of Nelva Brunstein.
Right.
And the only thing necessary was to perform the acts necessary to make that to manifest.
In other words, to pass custody of said properties to their owners.
Evidence that Anita never intended to do so was the fact that she didn't bother to assemble books and records of accounts and didn't bother to account, and she didn't hire an accountant or any of that
stuff. Well, that made the math unlikely, because you have to have the corpus intact in order to do the math and divide by five.
There you have it. So
she scuttled that likelihood, which meant that the obligations were therefore not only frustrated but made not realistically practical, because there was no possibility to do simple math, divide by five. Why? Because the wholeness of the corpus had already been compromised.
When we established all that in the federal court, what happened when Bayless filed in the state courts, she sequestered the bait and switch grifters from the familial victims of the asset transfer interception. She's got the question of how we came to be in controversy to begin with has never been addressed. We've been denied due process due to the corruption of the court system by these attorneys, who are all experienced enough to know exactly what they are doing was crime.
You know what it reminds me of? I just watched, in the middle of a soccer game, you're a pretty good sized shepherd, runs enthusiastically out into the field and he chases that ball down and he gets a hold of it and he starts getting his teeth into it before everybody got around him and going, oh, come on, man, come on. And they picked him up and he was totally passive and carried him off the field with the whole stadium cheering him on. Okay,
right, right. He had that ball. That was his.
Oh, hey. He understood the game. No, but the thing is that what we're talking about here is somebody running interference. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. They didn't belong on the play field in the first place, and the move they made was not only well outside the rules of the game, they had no part in it in the first instance.
Well, actually, they could have, but they had to be properly wearing uniform to distinguish their place in the theater of operations, but they never were. They pretended.
Right.
In some other theater that they were playing this game.
Well, but here's the thing too, though. To the estate had already been resolved and therefore was non-existent by the time this case was filed. Therefore, the only standing that they could have claimed would have been on behalf of the sole legatee. But they did not do that. Okay? They wore costumes and pretend they were impersonating.
Imposters. Posers. They were, and they were so incensed by the word.
Well, here's the thing, though, about Bayless. Is that by she pretended to act as if she were a licensed attorney when in fact she was impersonating that officer.
Well, I think that, when she filed the probate court, she was in the wrong start to finish.
She was impersonating.
Problem is she could no longer pretend to be an advocate for her client when they threatened her client with guardianship.
Yeah.
And even though they didn't make their agreement known until December 2021, according to Neil Spielman's billing statement,
that's right.
They entered into that agreement back in 2015, shortly after Carl resigned.
They entertained that option. That's quite right.
Well, no, they settled that option that they were going to work together to fleece these litigants.
Right. That's right. That's right. No, there's confessions all throughout the record.
Yeah, and we just need our day in court.